Look across the street at 5575 Main from around 1770. This is the house where Cornwallis stayed, owned by George Hauser, Jr. A blacksmith like his father, Hauser defied Moravian neutrality to join the state militia. He was a lieutenant in the 1776 campaign against the Cherokees and helped guard Loyalist prisoners from the 1780 Battle of Kings Mountain in South Carolina when those arrived in this area. A slaveholder, post-war he served in the General Assembly and the state convention that agreed to the new U.S. Constitution. In 1781, Redcoat guards are in front and couriers move in and out. From inside, Cornwallis sends demands to the leaders of the town. The army is desperate for supplies. The records report that an order was given that cattle for butchering should be furnished, and as that was neglected, more than 60 were killed during the day, of which about 30 were seized here. This did not include the sheep, geese, and chickens which they took. Two wagons were sent to the mill for meal, and scarcely had they left when a sharp order was given, with threatened penalty for non-execution, for 20 good horses to be ready by 6 o'clock. Everything was in the greatest confusion, and no one knew what to do, for all houses were filled with officers and their servants. At dusk, a second written order was received, saying that the horses must be forthcoming by 6 o'clock, with repetition of the threats. The town leaders come here to the house. Between 8 and 9 o'clock, we made an attempt to explain to General Cornwallis that it was impossible to furnish 20 horses. He was not at all moved, but wrote a pass permitting two of our young men to ride to the neighbors and bring in some horses. The unknown writer of the town diary added, "I had hardly reached the house when an officer arrived to seize me as hostage until the horses were furnished, but the officers lodging with me interfered, and he went away without me." Follow the long set of walking instructions under an exit near the final resting place. Then go to the audio clip below the trail photograph.